Absolutely. I mean, it's about building the awareness around the place. It's about bringing people into the place, and it's about generating a conversation amongst people who are participating, and a generation of people out there across the country and the globe who are going to be able to see on our live blog what's happening here at the BioBlitz. So we have 19 survey leaders who will be taking more than 70 participants out into the Tarkine, and there will be everything from water bugs to birds to algae to the invertebrates, and people are very passionate about all those different things. It's Tasmania's first BioBlitz.
Surely not.
It is. BioBlitzes are new to Australia. BioBlitzes are very much from the UK, and they've been held in South Australia and New South Wales. This is the first BioBlitz for Tasmania, and we're having it here in the Tarkine.
So what was about that selection? Because there are so many biodiverse areas.
Absolutely. There's so many biodiverse areas across Tasmania that lend themselves to BioBlitz, and I'm sure BioBlitz could happen elsewhere. What we are choosing the Tarkine for is that the Bob Brown Foundation is campaigning for the protection of the Tarkine as a national park. And so every time that we can get people into the Tarkine to experience and then go away as ambassadors for the protection of the Tarkine, then that's a good thing in our view.
But knowledge has obviously got to be an important part of that.
Absolutely. Knowledge is absolutely important. And so that's what this is about this weekend, is sharing knowledge, sharing experiences of people out here in the Tarkine. Crucial to a BioBlitz is the Register of Species with the Australian Living Atlas, and developing the data and any gaps that people have in knowledge about the Tarkine, we're looking at filling over these next couple of days to some extent.
To some extent. So what are your aims really? Is it identification of new species or just filling in the gaps on the map?
So the aim of this BioBlitz, like it is with other BioBlitzes, is to have citizens engage with experts in the field and to explore species, record species, increase the tally of species that we can recognise. And of course, if there's the ability to find new species, we will be overjoyed. BioBlitzes in the UK in city parks have found new species. So this is a remote location in Tasmania, which is wild, and one of the world's wildest places that's left. So if we can be finding something new in there, then that's something that we'd be looking forward to.
Now, when you say in there, there's a big patch that's called the Tarkine these days. So rainforest or more coastal?
We've got two locations that we're going into, so the plains and forests and over on the coast. So what we are having this weekend is showing that there's a variety of landscapes in the Tarkine, from the coast to the plains to the mountains and the remarkable rainforests that are the signature of the Tarkine.
With all of this activity, do you get a chance to get out there amongst it this weekend?
I do. I actually am looking forward to spending time out in the field with scientists over the weekend. It is about building the blocks, and that's right. The Tarkine campaign has been going for 30 years. The Bob Brown Foundation is new to the Tarkine campaign. Of course, Bob Brown's not new to the campaign about the Tarkine, but the Bob Brown Foundation is, as we're a new organisation. And this is one building block in our campaign that we're looking forward to continuing to build. We started with artists in the Tarkine at the beginning of the year, and we're ending the year with scientists in the Tarkine.